Good morning. We're in Chayyadim, Klal Chavdalad, Simen Yud Gimel. And we're finishing off these halachas of a person forgot to say B'Sein Talamotor the Rocha. So we said that if Shachat Talamotor, Renishka Kadr Shemea Tefila, so holding at the end of the paragraph, if a person forgot Talamotor and he remembered before Shemea Tefila, Binyan Sha'amra B'Shemea Tefila, and the halacha is in that situation that you insert it in Shemaya Tefila. Now his question is that he has another insertion that he needs to add into Shemaya Tefila. Is there any preference of the order? So, for example, it was a fast day. So imit misano. So he has to insert the paragraph of anenu that a person says when he's on a fast day, when a yochid is davening, he adds in the tefillah of anenu into the bracha of Shemaya Tefila. So which one goes first? Yaktim loimer talamotor v'chakach anenu. So the order is talamotor and then anenu. So the person would add in the b'sein talamotor the bracha p'nei adamo and then start the tefillah of anenu. Why is that? Is that chomer tvei? Because the Bakasha of B'Sein Talamotor Libracha is more chomer than the Anenu. Shreim Shachat Talamotor Choyzer, Masha'en Kain B'Anenu. Anenu was not Ma'akeh, but a person forgot to say Anenu on Tana Sibur, or he does not need to go back. Whereas the insertion of B'Sein Talamotor Libracha, if a person forgot it, he does need to go back. Therefore, since the B'Sein Talamotor Libracha is a more significant insertion, it gets kadima and it's said first. I want to clarify one point. We said that the correct phrase to say in the Shemaya Tefila is B'Sein Talamotor Libracha apnei adamo. There is an opinion that B'Sein Talamotor Libracha is sufficient. B'Sein Tal Umotor Libracha. So we have four words. B'Sein Tal Umotor Libracha. In a case where a person already finished Shemaya Tefila and did not start Ritzei, and we're saying that in that situation you should add in the Bakasha there, thereby saving you from having to go back to Baruch Aleinu and allowing you to continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. Since you're inserting it after Shemaya Tefila, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemaya Tefila, B'Sein Talamotor Livracha, you should not say Al Pnei Adamo in that situation, since it is Machloikas. And inserting in that point is according to the opinion that you can't do it. We rely on the opinion that you could, according to the opinion that you can't do it. So all the words, any word which is extra, for sure is a problem. And even according to the opinion that you can do it, only the words that are necessary should be said there, not any extra words. So in that situation, it would be appropriate, I think, to just say B'Sein Tal Umotor Libracha, as opposed to Al Pnei Adamo. One last point, which the Chayyadim does not say over here. Let's say the person said Baruch Ata Hashem. He forgot it in Baruch Aleinu. He says no problem, he'll say it in Shemaya Tefila. He forgot it in Shemaya Tefila. He already finishes off the bracha. Katosh Shemaya Tefila Samchoyso Barachamim Baruch Ata Hashem. And then he realizes that he forgot to say B'Sein Talamotor the bracha. So what should he do? So according to the Chayyadim, who holds that we rely on the opinion that you can insert after the bracha, you would say the words Shemaya Tefila and say B'Sein Talamotor the bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, which we already discussed this idea before, in regards to Mashiach Baruch Hu Mara Goshem, inserting it after the bracha is completed is quite a machlokes and quite debatable. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah holds it's preferable to not rely on that opinion, and instead say Lamdeni Chukecho, thereby being considered in the middle of the bracha, go back to the last phrase and say B'Sein Talamotor Libracha Al Pnei Adamo Ketosh Shemaya Tefila Samchoy Yisov Barachamim Baruch Ato Hashem Shemaya Tefila, and then continue with say. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you would say Lamdeni Chukecho, and then you're still holding the middle of the bracha, and therefore you can insert B'Sein Talamotor Libracha in the appropriate place. Now we discussed once before about going back to the beginning of the bracha. Over here, you do not need to go back to the beginning of the bracha, because as long as you said the main idea of the bracha, it's not ma'akev to say any more of the bracha. So just saying saying Talamot to the Bracha up and about the more, and then Ketoshmi and Tefillah some place of Brachamim would be sufficient to Baruch to Hashem, Shemaya Tefillah. And that is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. I mentioned it before from Ramosha. Ramosha actually passes like the Chayyarim in this situation to insert Lamdeni Chukach in the middle of the Bracha is questionable. It's inserting a pasuk of Torah in the middle of your davening. It's like learning in the middle of davening. It would be better to rely on the Rishonim, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, that you can finish the bracha, insert it, and continue onwards. Have a good day.